This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Episode number 46.
Yeah.
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. Last week, I was gone. This week, Kevin's gone.
It's like a little swap back and forth.
But the one stalwart that's still here is Ryan, the motherfucking beard.
Indeed, man. Holding down the fort.
Well, it's good to be back, and it's good to have another adult beverage in our hands as we carry on the Metal Shop Backstage Pass legacy.
Indeed. Lots of weird stuff this week. What happened with you?
Man, a lot of good things. Actually, a lot of weird things also. I did find out, you know how we always are like, all right, bye, Tim, because Tim's the only one that actually listens to our podcast.
Yeah.
I ran into my buddy Chris, who I haven't seen in a while, and he was like, hey, man, I started listening to the podcast.
Awesome.
So now we got two guys.
So we can say hi to Chris,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, awesome. Chris. But yeah, man, it's been a wild week. Been chill. I've been working a lot. I finally just got done with my own personal, like, hell week and my own private business, so I can actually f***ing relax and get out of my cave-like basement and out into the sun. Because for some reason, like, summer started at the beginning of March this year. I don't know why. I'm fine with it, but...
Yeah, I'm not going to complain about it.
Not at all. Oh, speaking of which, I don't know what happened, but my f***ing neighbor's house caught on fire this week.
Holy s***.
Yeah, so I'm sitting in my living room, minding my own business, you know, watching some TV, and I hear, woo, and it stops, like, right in front of my house. So the first thing I do is I get up and I'm like, fuck, is that a cop? Is it an ambulance? Like, what is it? And I look out the window, and they're like, hut, 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 running out with fire hoses and shit, like, into this guy's house. So I knew it was serious. They were, like, busting ass. They were trying to get in there. And the next thing I know, dude, the whole block is closed off, and I counted... 9 fire engines, like the big full-size fire engines up and down, and this guy's whole fucking house is on fire.
Shit.
And like, and I'm watching from the backyard with a beer in my hand.
And you just bought that place too.
Well, I didn't buy the house, so I don't own anything over there, thank God. I was like, even if it spread over to my house, I would have just been like taking all my valuables out, just like running. But there, like, I'm standing in the backyard in the alley watching this guy's house just burn. and the firefighters are on the roof with chainsaws cutting fat holes in the roof.
Damn.
So they could, you know, stick the hose in there and try and put it out. Apparently his chimney caught on fire or something like that, which then spread to the rest of the attic and blah, 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 but... Sucks for you, dude. So if you live in West Seattle and heard a bunch of crazy shit going down last week, that's what it was. It was right next to my house.
Man, that's wild.
Yeah, I walked outside and they were like, why are you here? And I was like, I live here. Why are you here? The hell is going on? So, sucks for that guy.
Yeah. So, how was the break?
It was good, man. We played that show at the Kraken. You showed up there for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
For Adrian, our buddy Adrian. I listened to the podcast. Adrian didn't get hit by a car. He flew out of the windshield of a car.
Oh, that's damn.
Yeah, at 60 miles an hour because the car hit a tree. Right?
Well, I am misinformed.
That explains a little bit of how f***ed up he is. You know what
yeah.
I mean? I think he broke both his legs and a bunch of ribs, knocked out even more teeth. He was already missing teeth, so now he's got even less teeth. Make fun of him for being a toothless ginger now. he's soulless and he's toothless. But he's doing better, man. He was actually there walking around, having a beverage, you know? And he was, like, taking it real slow, obviously. Yeah. He's kind of like, he reminds me like a really old man. Just kind of like walking, kind of shuffling real slow. He'll be back up to shape here. Hopefully sooner than later. But they raised over $2,000 for him.
That's awesome. I heard the Kraken was packed,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
Just
it was awesome. And there was an awesome fight outside, too.
Rad!
It was one of those dudes who was, like, so drunk that he busted past the front door guy.
Yeah.
Which is never a good idea.
No.
Anywhere. But especially when it's not when it's Jewel.
Yeah.
At the Kraken. And so he was nice and drunk and just busted past them and then immediately ran through the crowd to the back of the bar. So Jewel just pokes his head in, they look around for him, someone points him out, and they have to go to the back of the bar and drag him out all the way through everyone. As soon as he gets outside, he gets his skull bounced off the concrete as a little reminder of, you know, you can't do that.
Yeah.
So he takes his shirt off and goes, all right, who's doing this one-on-one? Let's fucking go. And so there's like four dudes that were part of this MC, and they just beat the shit out of him right there. And then afterwards he got up and like shook everyone's hand and was like, all right, are we good? And they were like, yeah, dude, you just need to get the hell out of here. You can't get your ass kicked and then get up and shake everyone's hand and be like, all right.
Yeah, doesn't quite work like
sorry.
That.
Sorry. Yeah, so it was a fun week, man. I don't know if anything, what happened with you?
Let's see. Well, after the Richland show that we went and played, which was an awesome good time, our van beyond broke down.
Oh, first of all, let me ask, how far is that drive again? It's like three hours?
It's about three hours. You know, it's actually a really gorgeous drive.
Yeah,
all of us have been kind of had a bit of wanderlust and we're really wanting to get out of the city.
Yeah, it's nice to get
out
of town.
Yeah, you know, go hang out and see some friends we hadn't seen in a while. So it was good. But
Richland's got good people, man.
Totally, man. But yeah, our van beyond broke down. It was already kind of on its last legs, and by the time we got it back to Seattle, it just...
Full meltdown.
So,
That sucks.
Yeah,
Did you have a name for your van?
Yep, we did Serenity.
R.I.P. Serenity. Like the movie? Or like the show, the TV show?
Yep, Firefly.
Serenity.
Yeah, in retrospect, probably not the best name for a van, but... No,
yeah, especially not the way it ended.
Exactly.
Well,
man.
It lived up to form.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, well, just like Firefly, it only made it through, you know, a few seasons. Now it's
now you got a you got an upgrade. That's what
you're
saying, right?
Yeah. We got a really nice new upgrade. We were able to trade it in really quick, so that was awesome. And then I pulled a triple show maneuver the other night.
Are you f***ing serious?
Oh yeah, I went to go see. I caught Yob at El Corazon, then caught a little bit of Cold Chamber.
Yep.
At a Showbox Market, and then I caught Gate Creeper up at the Highline.
Oh, because, well, I mean, shows at the Highline are always super late anyway, so...
Yeah.
You completed the hat trick.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm pretty stoked. It's a personal best.
I listened to that new Cold Chamber song.
Not into
and
it.
It's fucking terrible.
All right.
It's really bad.
All right, so...
Come on.
It's new metal. It's not the best, but if you're gonna listen to new metal, it's a step above Limp Bizkit, okay? Not a big step, but it's a step.
Arguable.
They're not like a chainsaw, Ian.
The only reason that why they're not is because they just weren't as popular. Just weren't as famous.
Yeah.
They didn't headline Woodstock 99, man. They didn't crowd surf on a wooden plank.
Hey, they did have a really, really bad song with Ozzy on it, though. So, I mean.
Well, that's cred, I guess.
Yeah, kind of.
But, dude, that's like, even when Slayer was writing, like, new metal riffs. That was just kind of like the taste of the times.
Yeah, totally.
That's one. You guys were talking last week. JNCOs are coming back.
Yeah, man. That's a thing.
Can we not have that be a thing?
No, I'm totally getting a pair just to bum you out.
I also just found out that JNCOs are made in China.
Really?
Yeah. That's where they come from.
Wow, so you can look like a douche and act like a communist at the same time. That's great.
Exactly. I like where your head's at. All right, well, since we're there. Let's talk about some of the metal news this week. Bad news week in terms of bands getting their shit stolen.
Yeah, man.
Again, which we, you know, always hate to report, dude. And it happened twice that we know of this week. It probably happened even more than that. But the first one we'll tell you about is Nagura Bungit had all of their gear stolen on the road. These guys are from Romania.
Yeah.
Where were they? It doesn't say where they were. I think they're on a U.S. tour right now, but the picture they show is all of the windows are smashed out. So that's how they got broken into. So not only is it all their stuff is gone, it's a huge fucking mess, and you got to like get all the glass out of there.
Yeah.
So they stole a bunch of their equipment and the personal stuff, which sucks even more, like your laptop, which has probably a bunch of songs they've been working on and lyrics or whatever and pictures.
Yeah.
iPads, in-ear monitoring, which doesn't make any sense because you have that shit molded to your own head.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way, literally no way anybody else can use that unless they have, like, the same exact ear size as you.
Which isn't going to happen.
Yeah, doesn't exist. Yeah. So.
And plus, they're a foreign band, man. I mean, they're on the other side of the freaking globe and probably stoked to be touring the U.S. That's like a big deal for bands from over there. And just like it's a big deal for bands from the U.S. to go tour over there. And to get all your shit stolen in a foreign country, it's the fact that it's not in your home turf just adds this extra layer of difficulty to everything.
We need to put together like a fucking X-Files style team, like an Avengers for stolen band gear, like a fucking secret agent team that like goes and investigates stolen band gear and like tracks down the thieves and like shoots them in the kneecaps and shit like that.
Dude, you know Ice-T.
Yeah.
Ice-T needs to head it up.
Boom. You see Ice-T's like sitting at the head of the table like, all right, crew, here's our two. He is today's mission.
Now this motherfucker over here.
This motherfucker thinks it's cool to steal gear out of the back of the van.
I say we slap him upside the head with a motherfucking hammer.
Talk shit, get shot. Yeah.
Steal shit, get shot.
That should be like a privately funded like organization, like band recovery fund. Like you pay into the insurance of like, you know.
If you need them.
You call
and
them.
If you can afford them. And if you can find them, you might be able to hire.
They're like the CIA. T-team. Yeah, exactly. The TT. It's like the CIA. They'll come in fucking Black Hawk helicopters and like fucking launch like drone missile strikes and shit.
Yeah.
Come on. We need to get this together.
Yeah. So anyway, the other band that got all their stuff jacked, and this is one of the saddest things I've heard in a while.
This is taking it to the whole other level, dude.
So there's this really, really rad grind band called Implore.
Where are they from?
Germany.
God, so far.
And they just played their first ever U.S. show at the Highline the other night.
It was their first show?
It was their first show
so
of the whole tour. And so this band flies into the airport. They had given this promoter about $1,000 to $2,000, shipped over all their gear ahead of time. And the guy was supposed to rent a van, get all their gear taken care of, and get
all
their merch.
At the airport,
get all their merch made. Yeah. Guy didn't show up to pick him up at the airport. Can't get a hold of him via phone, email, nothing. The guy completely ghosted. So this band...
Call the T-Team.
Right?
They'll fuck him up.
They were stuck getting a crappy rental car. Didn't get the rental car at that point, but had to call in some friends and get some help.
Yeah, get some favors.
Yeah, had to go to Guitar Center, get like a really crappy guitar and some cymbals.
Epiphone special.
Yeah, get some cymbals and some just an HM2 and just, all right, guys, I guess we're still doing this.
Plug and play.
Barely speak the language, and half the shows that the guy booked for him are just complete bogus. Not even a thing.
I bet they'll be able to cruise through half of the tour at least by borrowing gear, but there's a lot of like really obscure little clubs.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of local bands out there full of fucking ass.
Yeah.
That probably will just be like, no, you can't use our... Get out of here. Get out of here, Germany.
Yeah. Yeah, it's freaking... It's a bummer, man. And they're all really, really awesome dudes, which is just adds a layer of... It just makes it a little sadder, you know, when things happen to good people.
Did they set something up for that? I saw that you'd posted a video, and like you can get access to their Facebook and stuff through the Metal Shop.
No, they haven't done an Indiegogo campaign.
That's the first thing they should do.
They should, but they are selling their album for $5 on Bandcamp. I mean, it's a freaking kick ass record.
What do they sound like?
They sound a lot like it's kind of like Nails crossed with Napalm Death. Yeah, it's
good combo.
It's freaking awesome.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, they're a great band, man. So,
well, damn, that sucks, dude.
Yeah,
call the T Team.
There you go.
Ice motherfucking tea, bitch.
So, speaking of kind of scummy people, Steel Panther appeared on Larry King just recently.
I thought Larry King retired.
I thought he was a corpse.
I thought he was dead. No, Larry King, because Larry King Tonight was on CNN for what, like 30 years or something like that?
Yeah.
Now he's got a show called Larry King Now. He's like, oh, I'm coming back out of retirement. I'm Larry King.
Yeah, and I'm sure this interview is just like insanely awkward, just like the one with
I haven't heard this yet.
With Corey Taylor. I mean, that was.
I want to get your take on the current musical scene. I'll give a name and tell me what comes to mind. Taylor Swift.
Taylor, not so Swift.
You don't like Taylor Swift?
No, she's totally hot, man. She looks great.
You don't like her?
I would totally have sex with her, if that's your job. Yes.
I would be naked with her, yes.
Yeah.
I think she's pretty hair.
Pretty hair.
Pretty gorgeous hair.
Fallout Boy.
Fallout Boy. Well, there you go.
That's a tough question.
Fallout Boy.
Really tough question.
Those guys, they're mad at us. And we've got like a little rift going on with them, so I can't comment, but I don't listen to the music.
We ran into him at an awards show in London, and it was awkward because the lead singer's girlfriend was hitting on me, and I didn't do anything except look for her in the bathroom after we were done, and I was being cool.
You know what, dude?
Let's not go into it.
I'm jealous of you.
Jealous, yeah.
Ariana Grande.
I'll have a Grande. You know what? Make it a venti.
I gave you like a...
Nothing better than a Disney show superstar coming out and singing. I hear her on the radio all the time, and I'm like, wow.
Are you playing a lot on the radio?
I don't think we're playing a lot on the radio.
On the internet radio, we are.
In Europe, Larry, we get a lot of airplay.
Yeah, they definitely don't get played on
the radio. On Europe.
Germany. Germany, Sweden, UK, a lot of airplay.
You think Australia is in Europe?
He thinks you're wrong.
I think so. But we don't have a globe right now, so I don't know.
Beyonce. What do you think of Beyonce?
Beyonce. She can dance. She can dance.
She can dance if she wants to.
Yeah!
She can dance really good. She's married to Jay-Z.
Can I say she's got a great ass, Larry? Have you seen that thing?
Yeah, I would say. Yeah. Ed Sheeran.
Larry.
I don't know how.
You know what?
His ass, not so good.
Who's that?
He's got a flatter ass than Beyonce. But Ed Sheeran is a very talented kid. He's from England. He really is. He's good.
Wow. Oh, just because he's from England.
Iggy Azalea. What do you think of Iggy?
The only Iggy I know is Iggy Pop. That's the only Iggy I know. I don't know another.
Iggy,
I don't know Iggy. I don't know who that is.
Do you know Iggy?
I'm sorry. No.
She's an Australian chick who raps.
Oh, right on. See, Larry raps not my thing.
She's a white rapper.
Another European.
Maroon 5.
Maroon 5. That. They have like a sexy lead singer, right?
Yeah
but he jumped the shark with that whole voice thing. I don't know, man.
You know, he's got a nice range.
He's got a nice range. He's got great abs.
How does Larry King still have brown hair?
And who are the other guys in that band? Does anybody know?
Does it matter?
Nobody knows the other dudes.
This is the most disfragmented interview.
She's got two really,
Katy Perry.
Really good voices.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I would...
One Direction. What do you think of One Direction?
I think their direction they're going is down.
That's the one direction.
Dreamy.
What did
creamy?
You just say? What did you just say?
I said dreamy.
I'm telling you,
One Direction creamy. Has nothing on 5 Seconds of Summer.
So there it is.
Watch the new episode.
It sounds like Larry King was just doing some kind of like word association. Band is said Katy Perry. Two real big voices. Those guys, dirty ass old men. Well, let's see here. Agalloch announcing a new tour. They're going to be coming back to Seattle at the Crocodile, which seems to be like their club of choice in the Northwest. It's going to be summertime, Wednesday, June 17th. They're playing Boise, Idaho the night before that, and Vancouver, BC the night after that, and then Portland a couple days later. So you can see them all over the place. You can get Agalloch all over your face.
It's a good thing.
Mm. tasty.
So Chuck Billy recently released an herbal smoking vaporizer called The Chief.
For, you know, your tobacco needs.
Exactly. This thing is awesome. It's super badass and metal looking. It's rad.
It says that it's a company called Lord Vapor Pens. And the quote is, "We've actually modified The Chief by turning up the temperature settings higher than what this style of vaporizer typically features. We've learned that these new settings are a desirable feature based on feedback." Oh, yeah. Make it hotter. Make my weed burn faster. That's some real stoner science, guys. Awesome. I would totally buy one, though.
Yeah, I want one. That looks freaking rad as hell.
It's got a super metal, like, Native American tribal head headpiece on this f***ed up looking skull that's, like, bleeding out of its mouth. It's pretty metal looking.
Is that a tongue?
Is that a tongue?
It might be.
I don't know. My eyes are kind of going to s***. That sucks, dude. I was just noticing that this week.
Yeah.
F***ing bullshit. My parents didn't have to get glasses until they were like 40, and now I'm like, oh, I can't see across the room anymore.
Come join the club, man.
That's right. But the thing is, like, you've always had glasses, so it's just part of your face.
No, that was a new thing, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they just look natural enough on you.
Yeah, man. I pull it off. Beard with glasses is a good look.
And fair enough. Hmm. Because now, really, all that's exposed on your face is your nose.
Exactly. Nobody can tell.
A little piece of your forehead.
Nobody can tell what my facial expressions are.
Right. I'm happy on the outside, but f***ing pissed on the inside. Remember this band Entheos that we've been talking about for weeks?
Yeah, man.
We finally got actual recordings.
Cool.
From them.
We know a little bit rip.
Yeah, let's play a little bit. I want to play some on Metal Shop tonight, like a full song, but here's a little piece. It's going to be rhythmic. The song's called Primal. This is Evan Brewer from The Faceless and Naveen from Animals as Leaders, X Animosity Systems. There's a bunch of people in this band. So, but bands that never... Oh, I guess The Faceless could be kind of like this. Naveen was in Animals as Leaders, so I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
It's like Animals as Leaders plus Animosity. Oh, there's the Animosity part.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, you can go listen to the whole new EP. You want? In fact, could you post this up on the Metal Shop page right now? And
can do.
Just get that up there before the show starts tonight.
I'm pretty stoked about this album, man. It's I'm getting not gonna lie, I'm getting a little tired of the whole Gent thing. It's all starting to kind of bleed together and just be one blob. And I'm liking that they're adding some extra elements to it that you don't normally hear in that kind of stuff a lot.
Yeah, so gotta freshen it up.
Yeah, exactly, man. Kind of twist things a little bit.
Have you ever gotten really up drunk and then did something and woke up the next day and was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I might not be in jail, but I really gotta deal with some shit.
Yeah, man.
Once I think, actually, you know what, I'm not even gonna tell that story because it might even get me fucking put in jail. Never mind. Anyway, the reason I even bring it up is because Slipknot's Mick Thompson was stabbed in the fucking head by his brother this week during a drunken brawl. So, quote, police said two brothers were injured early last Wednesday morning in a knife fight in a Clive, Iowa front yard.
Hey, bro, I'm f***ing drunk. You're f***ing drunk. Knife fight! Knife fight!
These dudes are in their f***ing 40s, dude. All right, so Clive police said they were dispatched to, and here's his address. 1905.
No.
Hey, dude, it's in the press release. 1905 Northwest 129th Street. Send him a letter.
Oh, no.
Where a caller said two brothers were fighting in the front yard with knives. Police said Mikhail Gordon Thompson, 41, who lives at the home, and Andrew Thompson of Des Moines were involved in some sort of altercation inside the home. The altercation spilled into the front yard where the incident became physical. Officers said both men appeared to be intoxicated and had some injuries consistent with a fight. Police said Michael Thompson sustained a stab wound to the back of his head. None of the injuries were life-threatening. What kind of knives were they fighting with where you get stabbed in the back of the head Maybe, and you just walk away.
Maybe it was like an X-Acto knife.
They're like, they're like eating barbecue, and they got like those little plastic fucking, you know, yeah, fork and knife.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't. It just has a knife. Maybe it wasn't like a very impressive.
He busted out his Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, dude, that. Yeah. Even you, that little thing. Yeah, like a little like,
Well, dude, you stick a 2-inch blade in the back of someone's neck or
that's
head.
That's going to F them up, man.
You can kill somebody with that. Yeah, so Corey Taylor issued a statement saying on Twitter, Mick, update, from what I've heard, he's okay. We're sending him all your thoughts. Thank you for that. And then I guess it would be the management team of Slipknot went on to say that it won't be affecting any of current or future Slipknot dates. So apparently they just, you know, in Iowa, when you get in a fight with your brother, you fucking stab him in the head.
Apparently. Hey, you know, remember in Billy Madison when the guy with the nail sticking out of the back of his head? Maybe it'll be like that. Maybe he's just got like a knife blade sticking out the side of his head.
Guns don't kill people. I kill people.
He'll be on stage just like a knife sticking out of his dome. It's not part of the mask.
Yeah, with the nail gun.
This is real.
They're shooting the cans off the thing. Ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
Oh, shit. Ka-donk.
Well, you know, man, some people's heads are stronger than others, which leads me to a series. Actually, there's a really cool website that we follow for some of this metal news called metalunderground.com, and they have a concurring column that they have on their website called Pit Stories. And every week they update, you know, some old school story about, you know, something fucked up that happened in the pit.
Yeah.
And this one actually, like, made an impact on me, so I wanted to share it with you. If you've ever heard the band Agnostic Front, you know that Vinny Stigma is like the godfather of hardcore.
Yeah.
Like, he's the riff master, the fucking guitar player of, you know, the famous New York Agnostic Front. And, you know, Vinny Stigma doesn't fuck around.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's what Agnostic Front is. So this is a story that he shared of tearing his head open and revealing his skull to the audience. So, and this is, I guess, in his voice. I'm not going to try and do it because now it's just going to remind me of Frankie from Amur. At CBGB's 1982 Agnostic Front Death Before Dishonor tour, I was moshing around and going off to Death Before Dishonor when I ran across the stage and leaped off Big Rob's shoulders. I cracked my head open, hitting it on the monitor speaker that was above the stage, which I've seen happen many times. He goes on to say, when I fell to the floor, got up and realized that I got scalped. The skin was hanging off, and my skull was exposed. People were throwing up and running away from me. I remember Doug Holland from Kraut puking, and I'm saying to myself, I can hardly feel it. I went to the hospital, and they played without me. So, they're still going, dude. Agnostic Front, they got a new record coming out on April 7th called The American Dream Died on Nuclear Blast.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the OGs. And Vinny Stigma's like, what? Fucking look at my scalp. Deal with it. You got a tattoo yet, Ryan?
No, I have not. I'm still tat free. I'm one of the few.
You ever gonna make the plunge?
I think I am. I have some ideas for some things that I want, but I'm really picky. Like I'm kind of little imperfections drive me up the wall.
Yeah.
And I feel like a weird line or anything.
Yeah, it would bug you.
I couldn't handle it. Yeah. It would drive me nuts.
But that's I think at this age, especially where we're at, like getting that first one is the hardest part.
Total.
And then after that, you kind of realize that your skin, real estate, isn't really as precious as you think it is.
Yeah.
Because you can feel a lot of cool stuff on you, all of this, you know, arms and legs and chest and head and fucking underneath your beard or whatever.
Maybe I just tattoo the word beard underneath my beard.
You could totally like lift it up and shave a little square patch underneath that no one would ever see and get like a little secret tattoo there that no one would ever know about. And then when you go to prison and they shave off your head and beard, you'll be like a unicorn under your fucking neck. Anyway, I brought it up because Sepultura is seeking tattoos for an upcoming like video that they're trying to do. Sepultura has been around forever since, you know, mid to early 80s. A lot of people have that famous like Roots cover of the, you know, face tattoo, yeah. Native tribesmen and all that. So they're looking for them now, and for the next couple weeks, you can send it to ink@sepultura30years.com.
Well,
if you have
cool.
a Sepultura tattoo, you can get involved in the video or some of the artwork for it. So that's kind of cool.
So get involved with the world's best Sepultura cover band.
Well, yeah, basically. And they're the only band legally allowed to call themselves Sepultura, so whatever. Yeah. Good for them. At the Gates is putting out a new EP with Voivod.
Awesome.
That should be good. It's just, for me, it's just good to see At the Gates doing something new, more new things.
Yeah.
Their new record, At the War with Reality, is out now. And they're coming to Seattle with Converge on the 31st with Paul Bearer and Valenfire and Theories.
It's going to be awesome.
That show is going to be epic. Originally, and I had this conversation earlier this week. Tell me if I'm crazy. Was that show originally at El Corazon?
I don't think
so. Or was
so.
It always at Showbox
I'm
Market?
I'm pretty sure it was always at Showbox Market,
okay.
Man.
I am crazy. Or I'm just f***ing stupid.
I feel like the dudes from Elko had something to do with that show coming to Seattle. Like, maybe something to do with the promotion or the booking or something like that. But I don't think it was ever
supposed
to be at Elko.
Yeah, who knows? All right, well, it's an awesome... And the thing that I'm most impressed with, and the other part of the conversation I had this week, was that each one of those bands is on a different label. So it's not like a label package. It's just a bunch of people that, like,
yeah,
kind of joined forces, which is also, if you know how tours work, kind of impressive.
Yeah, that rarely works out. You know, and it's kind of one of those things where each one of those bands is crushingly heavy, but in a completely different way.
And each one of those bands could headline that show.
Yeah, totally. And it's awesome. And I've had this conversation a couple times before. When a label, or when, you know, some random tour guy just, like, tries to slap a bunch of bands together that aren't quite the same genre,
right,
it rarely ends up working out to where it's a really awesome thing.
Right.
But it seems like one of those deals where when the bands themselves kind of put things together a little bit, or like have a hand in things, just like, we like this band, we want to tour with that band.
Totally.
It always ends up being freaking awesome. Like, really, really cool.
More mixed bills, dude, always. Because that's how you get kids and other people into other kinds of music. Like, that's how you...
Yeah, totally.
It's like bees spreading the pollen.
All right, I'm not going to lie.
Heavy metal bees.
After about... you know, 2-3 hours of death metal, it all starts
just
to blend,
yeah,
together, man.
Just
it's like, wow, it's kind of, the blast beats just turn into somebody just kind of like hammering on my skull. And it's like, all right, man, you know.
I get it.
This band that I've been waiting all day to see is going to be awesome.
Down with Jesus.
Really? Yeah. All right,
all
that's right.
Hail Satan.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Get the point.
So the EP with At the Gates on Voivod is going to have... a bonus track from the At the Gates, At War with Reality. They're going to have Language of the Dead and an unreleased track also recorded then. And Voivod's going to have a new song, just one new song. So it's going to be cool, man. There's only going to be 2,000 copies of it worldwide, and they're going to have it on tour with them when they're on tour with Converge.
It's nice to see a band that big doing a split together too, like two bands that big.
Yeah, because they don't need to.
No, they don't need to, and it's I feel like it's kind of a rare thing that bands of that size actually do stuff
right
like that.
Good for them.
It's cool.
They're taking it. I mean, they're obviously, those guys were around when tape trading was going on,
yeah,
and all that stuff, so this is like,
it's a definite nod,
yeah, exactly,
to that kind of thing.
Exactly. Cataclysm canceled their last tour in the States because their guitar player had a baby, so now he's done with that. They spit the kid out, and you know, to the titty. Titty with you.
I like that you made it seem like he gave birth. It's coming out my dick.
All right.
No.
Ooh, God. Ooh, speaking of which, shout out to Iron Mike Savoia, who's passing kidney stones right now.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Poor guy.
Dude, yeah.
Bummer.
Feel for you. Nighty night. Anyway. Ugh. Cataclysm, they have a new record. It's coming out, basically, is what I'm saying. It's going to be out this summer, July 31st, on Nuclear Blast. It's going to be called Of Ghosts and Gods. And I look forward to it. I haven't heard a bad Cataclysm record. I've liked them all. I even liked the one before Iron Will. What was it? It had something to do with snakes or something. I can't remember off the top of my head, but it was good.
All right, so Kevin normally likes to throw a little bit of wrestling stuff in here on the podcast. And,
oh, yeah.
Since he's not here this week, I guess I'll do it on his behalf. So here's an interesting bit of trivia. Typo Negative's Out of the Fire was originally written as entrance music for WWE's Kane.
Wow.
Which is kind of an interesting thing. And
I want to look that up real quick.
Yeah, let's see.
Well, I mean, if you know anything about Kane and Typo Negative, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, totally.
And it's a instrumental track, so it's, you know, perfect for it. So they wrote this for Kane's entrance music. And obviously, R.I.P. Peter Steele. Super creepy. You can imagine that big, tall-ass motherfucker walking into that.
Yeah.
Wait for it to pick up.
This doesn't sound like anything else Type O Negative's done, too.
Right. Super creepy, though.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Kind of reminds me of the Undertaker's music a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
They were supposed to be... They were brothers. And... Hell yeah. I can imagine him booting somebody in the skull to that.
Yeah, man. That's freaking awesome.
Let's just leave that on, man. Some Type O.
Yeah, there we go.
We've been talking about that new Faith No More record that's supposed to be coming out here soon. They had a 7-inch with the song Superhero. But it's not coming out yet.
Oh, okay. I was confused because I remember the single they released was called Motherfucker.
Right. Right? But they put out another song.
Oh,
it's called, which we also need to get.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Sorry, Typo. I'm gonna turn that down.
I'm a little bit behind on my Faith No More trivia.
Well, remember how like we got beat in the Super Bowl, and then immediately after that, like the East Coast just got dumped on with snow, like New York, Boston, up and down the Eastern Seaboard. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it shut down the pressing plant, like the production plant where they've been printing like the vinyl for their 7-inch.
Yeah.
So they pushed the date back. I guess it was supposed to be coming out like in a couple of days, but now it's going to be coming out on March 23rd.
Right.
So, at least we got to hear the song. Have you heard it yet?
Mm-mm.
You want to give it a couple seconds here?
Yeah, man. I'm pretty curious. Yeah. I always like to hear what they're up to.
Oh,
yeah, that's...
There we go.
There we go, all right.
Sorry, still have that typo on. Weird, kind of heavy singy.
Yeah. Sounds like Faith No More, man.
Right. So the new record, the whole thing is coming out on May 19th. So that's when it'll be, and none of us are going to be able to get to go see them because, you know.
Yeah.
We all know how that goes. We're not going to rehash the whole, I couldn't get tickets. Because couldn't get tickets.
Well, you know, it happens.
You're going to have to sell your soul.
So I'm going to let you take this next one.
Really?
Yeah, I think you're going to put a better spin on it than I could.
Well, thanks, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
We know the porn star Mia Khalifa. She is like a, not new porn star, but like gaining a lot of fame recently. Like she became moderately internet famous for having Drake like incredibly awkwardly like try and hit on her on Twitter.
Weird.
And she totally shut him down.
Awesome.
Like in his face. So... She's also hot as fuck, and she's also was on CNN. I saw her on CNN.com because she's from Lebanon.
Oh,
she's
cool.
Middle Eastern, you know. And, you know, in Muslim countries like Lebanon...
You can't be a porn star.
They don't even let you fucking... They don't even let you walk down the street without having your hair exposed.
Yeah.
Like, if your ankle is showing, they'll fucking stone you to death.
And not the good kind of stoned.
Right.
Big, angry rocks.
They'll kill you. Yeah. So she's a porn star, which is a big deal. And so, like, she's been in the news because they're like, well, are they somebody going to, like, order a death hit on her or something, whatever, you know? But she just posted a picture of her on Instagram yesterday wearing a Maruta shirt.
Damn.
So, and apparently, the word is that she's involved with several. Oh, wait, no, that was a joke. Somebody posted, oh, yeah, she's involved with several local hardcore scenes. Honestly, though, who knows?
Yeah. So, you know, all you basement-dwelling neckbeards out there, there's a chance.
Because that's such an obscure, weird shirt for, like, a porn star to be, like, repping. She's, like, throwing the horns up and stuff, wearing the Maruta shirt.
Yeah, that's some...
Their big old boobs.
That's some some deep, like, more than a passing knowledge of metal to be into that,
right.
You know?
So either somebody gave her the I don't even know why we care other than, like, I've seen her.
Oh, they're from Florida.
Oh, are they?
Yep.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, well, never mind. I guess, okay, there it goes. That makes sense. Nick Augusto from their drummer. He played in Trivium for a while, so.
Oh.
That's weird. Anyway, we've talked a little bit about how Killswitch Engage has made that song for the Game of Thrones mixtape. And these guys are going metal, I guess. Like, it's Anthrax, Mastodon, Killswitch Engage.
Man, that Mastodon track was cool, man.
I still don't have these yet. The song's called White Walker, which is pretty rad.
Yeah, it's basically it's like a zombie song. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool, man. And here, let me shoot you the link. Maybe we can.
Oh, I see it.
Play a little. Lit.
And then at the end they go. Mushroomhead also have a song on the mix, but I haven't listened to that one yet because Mushroomhead.
Yeah. Yeah. Legit.
Okay. Let me see here. Mastodon. I'm just gonna skip like 30 seconds in.
Do it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I figured.
So kind of not what you're used to hearing from Mastodon. Hide away your children, then hide away yourself. Dig deep into mountain, dig far beyond the spell. They come down. I can see that being in the show. Yeah, man. You know, I kind of, I like it when Mastodon does other things outside of Mastodon. Like that linoleum knife thing that they did for the Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie, that song was freaking ripping. It's like one of my favorite Mastodon songs.
I think they encouraged all of the bands on here to do something a little different, though, for this, so.
Yeah, totally.
That's cool, man. Maybe that'll be, like, a good dubsack song for later.
Hell yeah.
Like that. But I didn't listen to Mushroomhead because Mushroomhead.
All right.
Bummer.
I'll take on this next one.
Yeah, might as well. Let's just get it out of the way.
This is going to be a little awkward.
Not really.
Okay, so.
Happens all the time.
So there's this band from Portland, actually friends of mine and really, really good dudes.
Oh, that's weird.
They're called Black Pussy, which is, you know, obviously it could be taken the wrong way, and right now they're in a bit of a storm.
Well, it just took off on the internet.
People are really not happy about their band name. You know, they,
They're called Black Pussy. I feel like it speaks for itself. You can infer whatever people's outrage is coming from that. I mean, it's secret, you know. It's a f***ing band's name's called Black Pussy.
Yeah.
You know.
And I mean I don't know. I think it's one of those things where it's a thing. Instead of they could have gone much worse with it. And there's bands out there with much worse names that are doing much worse things. And the thing is they're not singing a bunch of racist songs and they're not trying to put women down with their music or anything like that. Whereas there's a lot of bands out there that actively are with really offensive band names that I'm not going to name.
we could all fucking day is the other thing. Like we could just sit here and rattle off like 50 incredibly ignorant band names that are a thousand times worse than that.
And not just ignorant band names, but actual racist bands.
Yeah.
Like in bands that really stand behind being like abusing women or beating
just bad
children.
People. Yeah, like you're a bad person.
Yeah, totally. And
I don't feel like that's what these guys are trying to do.
No, these dudes are absolutely nothing but a good time and really, really good people. And their band puts on a really fun show. It's a total throwback to late 70s, early 80s psychedelic music. And they do a really good job of actively transporting you back to that time period with their music. It's freaking great.
They've been getting a lot of exposure this last year too, which actually probably leads to this.
Yeah,
I guess
exactly.
We could have probably seen this coming, and no, they probably could have also.
No, one of their guitarists actually had a really, really great quote on a thread that was on Facebook, and he just said, you know, man, the only reason why anybody is mad about our band name is because they're implying that it's a negative thing. They're putting the negative connotation on it. It is what it is. It's not. It isn't meant to be a negative thing or a positive thing. It is what it is.
It is. Well, on their Facebook bio, it specifies, and this is their quote: "Black Pussy does not condone or endorse any sexism, racism, ageism, violence, or any other douchebaggery. But there's a PFLAG Portland Black Chapter youth program coordinator. Her name's Layla Hofstein. This is her quote. She asserts that the band's name is, quote, a passive advertisement for violence. To take a really explicit name like that just says, hey, we don't give a shit about you and the safety that you feel on the street every day. We just want to exploit it. And I don't feel like that's, you know, I don't know. You know what? Create your own opinion based on that.
The only thing I'm going to say about it is I think South Park said it best. Either it's all up for grabs to make fun of, and it's all up for grabs to comment on, or none of it is. You can't just pick and choose.
Right. I think we all have bigger problems.
Totally.
Right?
Obviously.
Can we just get over it? I guess it... But nope.
Yeah.
The other thing is, like, I guess, you know, in this day and age, in this area we live in, especially in Portland and Seattle, and for that matter, it's a fine line because there's a lot of proactively positive feminism and a lot of really good movements in the Northwest putting their focus in the right place and actually getting things done. And I think that that should continue to be the focus. And a band that's not advocating any negative message.
The fact that
it shouldn't be the focus.
The fact that this conversation is so awkward and that we have to tiptoe around this as much as we do, it says volumes about what a... I mean, it's a bummer.
It's the kind of thing where, like, women do get raped. Women get followed home and beat up and killed and shit like that happens all the time. So it's something that needs to be respected, acknowledged, and it needs to be at the forefront of people's thinking. But at the same time... I don't know. I feel like there's a gray area, and there's also a point where you need to understand the difference between, you know, intentional negative connotation.
Yeah, totally.
And a band that's just trying to party and provide some cool music to fucking rage to, you know, like,
yeah,
I don't know,
it's picking your battles.
Right. Why weren't you protesting a couple years ago?
Yeah.
You know? So there's that. A couple months ago, Wayne Static died. And the reporting was that he had been sober for a long time. His girlfriend reported that he had been sober for a long time, which was obviously a lie, because it turns out that he had been taking his girlfriend's oxycodone for anxiety. Quote, anxiety. They had been self-medicating for quite some time. So the ultimate cause of death has been revealed from a coroner's report. Listing the cause of death as mixed prescription drug, oxycodone, hydromorphone, and alprazolam, which is oxys, Percocet, and Xanax.
Yeah.
All three with alcohol toxicity, hours due to chronic prescription drug and alcohol abuse for years.
This sucks.
Because we were all like, nobody wanted to believe it. But how else really was that going to... He was far too young to just like, I'm dead in my sleep.
Yeah.
So here's the report. I'll read it directly as they say it. On November 1st at approximately 0700 hours, Wayne and his wife went to bed. His wife stated that just prior to going to bed, he crushed one half of a 30 milligram oxycodone pill and consumed it, crushed it. Total addict behavior. The oxycodone had been prescribed to his wife. He also drank an unknown amount of alcohol. His wife awoke around 15:30 hours. She found the decedent dead in the bed and called 911 at 15:47 hours. Paramedics arrived and confirmed death at 1600 hours, noting rigor mortis and lividity, which means he's not moving. There was no evidence of foul play or indication of struggle had taken place. Wayne's wife said he took oxycodone, Xanax, and alcohol to relieve panic attacks. Okay. He took Xanax on a daily basis and was compliant with the prescribed dosage. His wife stated he would occasionally have his own prescription for oxycodone, but would usually take hers. I'm surprised she's not in jail. The decedent also had a history of gynecomastia. His wife stated both she and the decedent had a history of cocaine and ecstasy abuse, but they stopped using illicit drugs in 2009. The decedent's mother stated that he was a self-admitted alcoholic. She believed his drinking had been a problem for about 2 years. Both his wife and his mother stated that he was not suicidal.
This sucks. This is a bummer. I think everybody kind of saw it coming. Didn't want it to be a thing, but it's... it still sucks.
It's the kind of thing where, you know, we all have friends who, you know, I'm drinking a beer right now, you know, but I'm not crushing up 15 milligrams of oxycodone and pounding it down with some Xanax and, you know, a bunch of other booze. Like, it's the kind of thing where, like, dude, we've known that you're struggling with alcohol and drug, and it's like, you can't say you're clean when you're popping oxys and Xanax every day and drinking, like...
It doesn't work like that.
Right, but that's the kind of, like, thing that people talk themselves into, thinking, like, oh, well, it's my prescription, so it's not really me abusing... You fucking died from it, dude.
Yeah.
And it's a huge shame, and it's just, like... And as I posted on the Metal Shop page, like, it's just a further reminder of, like, people that are in recovery forever, for the rest of their life. Like, it's every day, but it's a battle, it's a struggle, it's not easy. So it's hard to blame him for that, but at the same time, like, you can't stop taking care of it, otherwise it'll take you back over again, you know?
Well, in the vast majority of the people out there, you know, everybody goes out and parties and takes something or another at some point, like, it, for the most part.
Yeah.
But know what you're putting into your body, and know how it's going to affect you, and be safe about it. If you're going to do it, at least be smart about it. And, I mean, I'm not encouraging people to go out and get messed up. I'm just saying, if you do feel the urge, do your homework first, you know? Know about your allergies and know what it's going to do inside your head, you know?
Maybe. And I'm sure he thought he was fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure he thought he was fine. And it's the kind of thing, like, if you've been doing drugs that long, you know.
Yeah.
You know how your body works with it.
Yeah.
You know what it makes you feel like. So it's just another example of, like, dude, these freak accidents can happen.
Yeah.
Like, you take that much oxy and alcohol, your heart's just going to slow down and stop.
Yeah.
There's no other thing that's going to happen. Like, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's a shame. Yeah. It's a bummer.
So rest in peace, Wayne. And I really, really appreciated when we posted that up on our Facebook page on Metal Shop. Several people came forward and were like, if there are any sober alcoholics that need somebody to talk to, feel free to message me. I thought that was awesome. So if you're, you know, you're not alone out there. A lot of people struggle with that. So
yeah. So maybe some good will come of it.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Who knows?
Silver lining.
Right. Dude. Okay. I haven't read this article, but I posted it on here because of the title of it. Varg Vikernes. Need I say anything else? Varg Vikernes from Burzum on, quote, how to attract a good wife and the benefits of eugenics.
Oh, God.
Eugenics. You know what eugenics is? Intentional race creation and, you know, segregation.
You know,
So, like, whites staying with whites, blacks staying with blacks. That whole idiotic mentality.
I can't listen to Burzum anymore, man.
I never could.
I just can't do it.
I never could.
I used to like Burzum, but the more I learned about Varg, and the more that he did just weird, stupid, nut job, wacko shit, the more it just made me not want to be associated with that band. Made me not want to listen to anything that he did. And, you know, I just really don't like talking about the guy. There's a reason we don't play Burzum on Metal Shop.
Exactly. And every time I run into somebody that's like, I think is cool and it's been involved with the metal scene for a long time, and they're like, yeah, I've been listening to Burzum forever, I just immediately go and kind of just turn around and just walk away.
Yeah, it's kind of like,
just like, I gotta go.
It's kind of like somebody just randomly just going, yeah, I got abducted by aliens the other day and Hitler is my grandfather.
And just, and like, oh, by the way, I hate black people.
Yeah, exactly. Just like slipping that in there.
Are you f***ed up? Yeah. Here, okay. This is, I'm probably going to be really cringeworthy or just really fucking dumb, but it's a minute and 56 seconds. Varg Vikernes talking into his fucking cell phone or camera or whatever.
Ugh.
The title of this video, The Key to Good Women's Hearts. Oh my God. With piano background. A response to those who say it's hard to find a good and traditional woman these days.
Perfect women don't just fall down from the sky and land in your lap. You have to go look for them. You have to earn them.
It has always been hard for men to find good women. That's part of the natural selection process.
Ugh.
A process that, by the way, is important for the quality of our race.
There are many things you can do today to attract a good wife. And if you complain about not being able to find a wife, you have only yourself to thank for it.
Why do you think the fairy tales tell us stories about heroes who win the most beautiful women for marriage?
This is gross.
They do, because that is how it works.
Ugh.
I don't even know what's going on right now. Be a hero and you will be able to cherry pick from the best women of our race. Nobody is born a hero. That is a choice you have to make for yourself, Ryan.
Bummer.
What is holding you back? Why aren't you doing something that will make you renowned, that will give you glory, that will honor your name?
You could go stat Mick from Slipknot in the head.
That's what they did in the
like
past.
Like you did to Euronymous.
That is still what you have to do today in order to find a good wife.
If you don't want to be a hero, then good and traditional women probably don't want to marry you. As simple as that. Faint hearts never win fair ladies.
That was gross, dude.
This guy spent way too much time in prison, with way too much time to just think about weird stuff.
Ugh.
Can we just, like, admit that that guy's not cool?
Okay.
Not fucking cool?
Here's the thing. There are so many people out there in the world that do not like you, any one of you, that just don't like you. To say that I don't want to be friends, I don't want to have anything to do with an entire huge portion of the population of the world is saying it's you're narrowing the people that actually could give a damn about you. And you know, it's a
like,
bummer,
okay,
man.
This is a dude who's done like Holocaust denying. Like what, like what else do you need? Like what other proof do you need that this guy's fucked up and out of his mind? Like Burzum is not a good band. I mean, like, arguably they're like, ooh, formative black metal, like underground, super fucking cult. Like, who gives a fuck? Fuck you. That's kind of how I feel about it, you know what I mean? Like, you're not important. Like, you're spreading a shitty message.
Yeah.
And you need to fucking stop.
Why not do something, if everybody knows who this dude is, why not do something positive with it, you know?
Like, I was on board with the burning down churches thing.
No, yeah.
Why couldn't we just keep doing that?
Yeah.
God damn it. All right, well, let's get into some brutal poetry. All right, well, it's brutal poetry, too hot for radio.
All right, this week, Ian's going to be tackling really gnarly band Aborted with their song Skullfuck Crescendo off their album Engineering the Dead. Ian, take it away.
Abrasing your eye socket walls, imploding your eyeballs,
squish.
Orgasm piercing through your brain, shining cum, perforating pain. I pull the trigger and I cum, with your head speared on my gun. Observe the metal coming near the gory end of your moral fear.
So scared.
Riot fuck the facial breed, hallowed be this cleansing deed. Frightened face splits wide open, sickly pleased, I shoot again. Cranium spread all over the floor, chunks of brain slide from the door. I could kill every last one of you, skull fuck you all. That's what I'll do. That's how I feel about every Seattle driver. Aborted. Tasty.
And tasteful.
Well, maybe we should go out this week with the interview that we did with Matt Wickland and Aaron Smith from Ghost Ship Octavius.
There you go, man.
They got some new stuff for us, so that's how we'll go out. This has been episode number 46. Of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, and we'll see you next week.
Excellent.
Municipal Waste going out to the Wasteoids. Wherever you're at, I know you're out there right now listening to Metal Shop, banging your head, smashing beer bottles over your buddies' faces.
Getting ignorant.
Exactly. Little Mind Eraser, 14 shots and a Mind Eraser. You guys ready? You guys want to take 14 shots and a Mind Eraser and then do an interview real quick?
Oh, pass.
No. I think it's a brilliant idea.
I think Matt could handle it.
No, you told me
everything is I probably could.
Fair enough. I'm going to hold you to that someday, but not right now.
Not right now.
All right. In the studio, we have Matt Wickland. You know him from playing in God Forbid and Himsa.
And I'm sure many other projects over the years.
Yeah, a few. Laurel Dane, solo record.
Exactly. You're a shredder extraordinaire.
Oh, I thank you.
Oh, thanks.
I'm blushing.
We also have Aaron Smith from Seven Horns, Seven Eyes, and a man who's become a real whiz behind the board.
A bit of a whiz, yes.
A bit of a whiz. A whiz he was.
Yeah. Just finished my new control room out at the studio, so that's pretty rad.
You and Ryan need to put your heads together and get all nerdy about it.
I know. I've seen Ryan's old setup, but I've not been over to the new place yet.
Whoa. I don't even want to start because you guys are just going to...
Yeah, I know.
But we have you guys in here because you've been working hard on the new Ghost Ship Octavius material.
Yep.
We've been looking forward to. I submitted to your Kickstarter. I want my vinyl, damn it.
Oh, it's coming.
It's coming. It's coming.
All right. Yep. You were just telling me that you actually have the CDs pressed. They're at Van's house, though.
Yes, they are. CDs, T-shirts, posters, pics, all that stuff, all the things we offered.
The things that you promised.
Yep. Minus the vinyl, though. That's on its way, but there's like a super long backup on vinyl production.
Yeah,
wants vinyl records.
We were just reading about that, actually. Some of those huge East Coast snowstorms shut down a lot of the pressing plants out there and backed everything up for weeks and weeks.
Everything's backed up, but it's coming, so rest assured, it's coming.
Awesome, man. Well, I'm glad we got you in here to play some new stuff off of the new record. For those who don't know, what's the name of the new record, Ghost Ship? Is it self-titled?
It's self-titled. I think Ghost Ship Octavius by itself is kind of a mouthful, so I thought I was smart to go self-titled. Out the gates, yeah.
And tell, for those who don't know, how long have you been working on this now?
Oh, boy. A couple years, really. We spent a long time writing it. Quite a while in the studio, too. We didn't have the same pressures that I've had before, because we did it independently. So I think it paid off. I think it paid off. You know, you guys can judge for yourselves.
We formally started tracking in last July, though. So Matt spent a good while writing it before that. But by the time that came to me, the songs were pretty well refined. You know, a few last minute changes, but yeah, there's been a lot of hard work put into this thing. So it's really rewarding to finally have it finished.
And this is it, right here. We got it in our hands now.
Yep. You guys will be the first people to hear it. Really, and it starts shipping Monday. So the rest of the world will be able to get their hands on it. But this is like kind of the debut right here.
Yep.
Well, let's shut the hell up and play it then.
Yeah, come on.
The Mills of the Gods. That's what we're doing.
This is brand new music. Like they said, you're hearing it for the first time. Ghost Ship Octavius. More from these guys. It's Metal Shop on the Rock.
Passing the
of music from Ghost Ship Octavius. These guys are in studio with us here in the Metal Shop Studios, and man, it sounds awesome. It sounds huge. It's very atmospheric.
Yep.
And it's very heavy, chunky at the same time.
Thank you.
You guys nailed it in the studio. Aaron.
Thanks. Most of those synth layers are all Matt's brainchild, you know? I do a little bit of EQing, a little bit of sweetening here and there, but Matt spent a lot of time orchestrating all that stuff. So
Matt,
props to Matt.
This is true, but thank you. But Aaron, you know, made it all sound sweet with the magic production
skills. Sweeten the
skills.
Pot. Yeah. What goes on in your head, dude?
Oh, my God.
For you to kick that stuff out. I mean, are you one of the principal songwriters? Because I know you guys are all very far away from each other. You don't live next to each other, so I'm sure you're having to send each other ideas back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, that's correct. I do write a lot of the music, and I, you know, a lot of different parts. You know, the synth stuff, pianos,
yeah,
sometimes
there's a lot
bass
going
lines.
On.
You know, all layers of guitar parts because I think about music in layers, so that's kind of what I do. But the other guys, you know, they do that too, and they've contributed like tons to it. So it's not just me, but you know, I do write a lot of the music. That is true. Yeah.
Now, we know it's you, Adone, your singer, and Van, who also played at Nevermore and Worldane, a bunch of projects with you also.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys have a bass player? Like
yes, Dagna Barrera.
Okay.
Yeah. Or Dagna Celestia. That's her stage. Yeah, her professional stage name, I suppose.
And she's been doing a lot in the metal scene in the Northwest for a long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep, she has. She's been in bands forever. She owns her own guitar repair shop in Shoreline, so she's... Yeah, she's definitely in the scene. And she may be joining us here a little later.
Yeah, tell her to get
I'm
up here.
I'm trying to get her up here, so.
Tell her to bring some beverages.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah.
Just saying.
Just saying.
So, that said, now that you guys have a full lineup, now that you have her in there, for real,
yep.
Like, what's... And don't let me put you... And I'm sorry if I am putting you on the spot.
No, it's fine.
What's
fine.
Up with shows, man? Because I want to see this, like, in the flesh.
Yeah, that's the next logical step. You know, we're trying to get, we're talking about getting a show out here, like a release show, record release, something, probably at Studio 7, mostly, yeah, that's where
home turf.
Yeah. And then, talking about doing one in LA, New York, you know, it's all in the planning, stages right now. But the first show will be at Studio 7, and we're going to do a lot of crazy stage stuff, too.
Get all the record reps in the room.
It's good. Well, the band is designed to be kind of, I guess, theatrical in a sense. We're not just going to be jeans and t-shirt band. We're going to, like, put on a real crazy visual show as well. So
cool.
I think it fits the music. The music's pretty dramatic, so.
In studio, good, man. I'm glad to hear. You guys are really going all the way with it.
All the way,
that's
baby.
That's what I like to hear. Ghost Ship Octavius, if you're just tuning into Metal Shop, is in the studio right now. Their self-titled record is just wrapping up, being done. And we got another song off of it right now, Silence.
Yes.
Anything you want to iterate before we jump into it, or just...
Oh, I don't know. What can we say about this one? It's got a cool groove to it. Almost has a Korn kind of groove to it, which is fun.
It's maybe a little more accessible, but it's still heavy. It's good stuff.
You guys put your JNCOs on for this one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
That ball chain necklace? Bleaching tips? All right. I'm just giving you a hard time. Ghost Ship Octavius. This one's Silence. Brand new music again. Hearing it for the first time here on Metal Shop. Battleship Octavius, new music from these guys, Silence. Matt,
Silence.
You know what? I'm kind of glad the rest of your band's not here, because the last time we were all in the same room, it started getting a little ignorant in here, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got to be professional in the best possible way. So.
We had fun. We had fun.
So I contributed to the Kickstarter fund, but if I'm listening to this going, man, this is killer, how am I supposed to get my hands on it?
Okay, well, let's see.
What's the best option for me?
In about 7 to 10 days, it's going to be available through many different outlets, through CD Baby. I don't know if all you guys are familiar with CDBaby.com. Totally. You can go there, buy a physical copy of the record, and then soon after that, it's going to be distributed to a bunch of retail locations around the world. But the easiest way is probably going to be like iTunes, and all of the digital music outlets.
Get your MP3 on.
Yeah, get your MP3 on. Get the record for like $10 or buy select single tracks for $1, you know, the regular old way.
Just break into the back of your truck on a rough night, you know.
Or that, yeah.
Or not, yeah.
No, but
now I'm going to be sitting out there with my shotgun.
Yeah, we're looking at, 7 to 10 days. It's going live to the public. It can be obtained by any person with about $10 who wants to have it.
$10 and a Google search.
Yeah, but it's going to be easy. CD Baby's like the source. Well, CD Baby's amazing. It's kind of like a new way of distributing music, and it's cool. You know,
so you can get physical with it, or you can just keep it in your...
That's right.
I'm going to hack your mainframe.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
All right, we got to pay some bills when we get back. Brand new music, more from Ghost Ship Octavius. It's Metal Shop on The Rock.
Welcome back to Metal Shop, 99.9 KISW.
Back in the studio with Ghost Ship Octavius, we were just talking during the break about the big news story this week about how El Corazon, half of it, the bar side, was bought / partnered up with the old Funhouse people.
Yeah!
It's pretty cool.
Yep.
It's definitely kind of a huge, momentous thing, man. Like,
There's a lot of history in Seattle with the Funhouse.
And they straight knocked it down, and now it's just condos.
Yeah, I know.
Which goes hand in hand with the little old lady's house in Ballard that was holding out against the condos for so long.
And no one bid on
it. So it's just gonna... It was the house from Up, movie Up. So they're just gonna knock it down and put a condo there.
Bummer.
Anyway, but the Funhouse is back. That's the point. So the bar, we've all been there at El Corazon, the Graceland, the off-ramp, whatever you want to call it, is now going to be owned by the Funhouse and will be open for happy hour. Going to be having food and all kinds of drink specials and all that stuff. So
that's really cool. Rad.
Seattle history, man. Music history. So
they're going to put the clown head on the door and all that.
They got it all, man. Yeah. So if you have a phobia, it's just going to scare the crap out of you in the best possible way. Anyway, I just thought that was awesome. So now, you guys got to go play the new Funhouse, man.
Well, I would, man. Just for the nostalgic value. I used to play there back, I'll date myself, almost 20 years ago, I think. Well, it was called Zach's before that, I think. And then the Funhouse. I don't know, but I've been in there countless times.
That's cool, man.
Had a good time there, many times.
Yep, my first week in Seattle, I used to ride the bus around town and just get off at a random stop, kind of explore the city a little bit. And I happened to stumble into the Funhouse, and Scream was playing, like the old school punk band.
Oh, yeah?
The door guy, I asked him what was going on, and he's like, Scream is playing. I was like, how much, man? He's like, $5.
Cool.
Yeah, as I walked in, I watched him, pocket the fiver.
Of course he did.
He's like, do you even work here?
Yeah.
That's great.
Who cares? Anyway, that's awesome, man. So the Funhouse is back. So we got Ghost Ship Octavius in here. We're going to play another song off their new self-titled record. You'll be able to get your hands on it here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, what do we got? Pendulum?
Pendulum.
Yeah, this one's featuring our good friend and one of Van's old bandmates, Jeff Loomis from Nevermore on guitar. He plays the last guitar solo at the end of the song. And, of course, it's ripping. So please check it out.
Cool, man. Let's do it right now. This is a new, brand-new music, Ghost Ship Octavius, Pendulum with Jeff Loomis. It's Metal Show. Metal Shop here on The Rock, joined in studio by Ghost Ship Octavius. That was one of their new songs, Pendulum.
That's right.
You guys have been working super, super hard on this record for a long time now, and it definitely shows, man.
Thank you.
I'm super bummed and impressed. I think you guys are going to be making a huge impact in Northwest Metal, and once everybody gets their hands on the record, people are going to be like, oh, my pants, I need new ones.
Oh. What happened to my pants?
What happened?
Then you can sell them Ghost Ship Octavius pants.
That's right.
Yeah,
can you
go.
Imagine? Wow, marketing.
Where's my booty shorts?
Oh, well, definitely make those. Come
okay,
on.
Okay, good. Yeah. I mean, I'm not, sorry, I didn't mean to just out my secrets into the world. Anyway, guys, it's awesome to have you here. The record sounds amazing.
Thank you.
How can we get a hold of you again? Like,
okay.
And what's Van's cell phone number?
Well, speaking of Van's cell phone, he just sent me a message. He wants me to say hello to everybody out here in Seattle. So,
where is he right now?
He's in New York now.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's, you know, Seattle. Always be a part of Van Williams, I'm
oh,
sure,
yeah.
And he does say hello to everybody.
Good.
But how to get a hold of us? Well, ghostshipoctavius.com. So that's ghostshipoctavius.com. I know it's a lot, but that's our website.
Sound it out.
Yep. Ghost. Yeah. Sound it out. And also facebook.com/ghostshipoctavius, or you can find us on Twitter at gsoctavius. So those would be the, you know, main ways. And then, the record's coming out, like, next week. We started shipping to the Kickstarter backers. Well, we start on Monday. The official, like, public release will be the following Monday.
So if we contributed to the Kickstarter, things are going to start showing up.
That's right. Yeah, they'll start showing up in, I guess, roughly a week, depending on where you live. So I know it's
that
been
rules.
A long wait, and I'd like to thank everybody who contributed for their patience. Definitely been a lot of hard work. But I think people are going to be stoked.
I think it's paying off.
You know,
totally.
It took a long time for a reason.
Matt Wicklund from HIMSA, yeah. God forbid, and now Ghost Ship Octavius. Aaron Smith, man, thank you again for coming in also.
Oh, yeah, always a pleasure.
What are you working on right now? Are you got like...
No full length at the moment, just a couple little things. I like I said, it's moved into my new control room, so I've been tuning that thing, getting it all put together.
Your headquarters.
Getting used to the sound in there, yeah. So if anyone wants to check out some other stuff I've done or check out the studio and investigate, go to envisageaudio.com. Envisage.
That
Envisage
rules.
Audio.
We are blessed to have two of the most talented dudes in the Northwest, right, y'all.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you very much.
Sure. All right, so one more song from Ghost Ship Octavius. What is this song?
Sea Storm.
All right, man.
Imagine a storm in the sea.
In the sea.
On the seas.
Maybe on the sea. Yeah.
That rules, man. Your guys' band is awesome. And if you're just tuning in, man, this is Ghost Ship Octavius. These guys are going to be doing things. This is Metal Shop. Stick around, man. We're going to be doing some cool stuff for the rest of the night. Metal Shop in the Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.